comes the Monday Marketing Huddle Podcast. We are here to provide you marketing tips and tricks to expand your business. And now your hosts, Debbie Pomeray and Darcy Garvin.
Good morning. Welcome to the very first Monday Marketing Huddle with D2 Media. We are the two D's, Debbie and Darcy, and we are very excited to have a third D joining us, David Mamano.
Hey, I am so honored.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
I am so excited. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it. I'm honored to be not only your first guest, but the third D, D3 Media. Let's start that.
And our coach for the podcast.
Yes, it's been fun. You guys, I've hardly done any coaching because you guys are so bright. You just hit the ground running.
Say more.
Yeah.
You're smart. You're good looking. I mean, athletic, whatever, everything, really.
All the above.
Well, Debbie's athletic.
Yeah. Well, let me just tell our listeners a little bit about you, Dave. So Dave is America's entrepreneur coach. During his last 25 years, Dave has started 7 businesses from scratch and now uses those experiences when he's coaching entrepreneurs on hosting events as the founder of the Avanti Entrepreneur Network. Dave is most recently known for being the host of the Avanti Entrepreneur Podcast. He's also a 3-time Inc. Magazine 5000 Growth Company winner, a TEDx speaker, an adjunct professor at the University of Rochester, and the author of business and college planning books. So a lot of really amazing stuff there.
You're a busy guy.
I thrive on the chaos.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And we actually met in earlier lives, right? So probably in one of those 7 businesses you were starting up.
Well, even before, if you go back to the early 90s, I was in radio sales. I sold radio advertising for 3 different stations in about 3 different years. I thought it was the stations, but it was actually me. My last station is when I left, I think when you got into it, it was back then called Heritage Media. WBEE. And then I worked for WKLX. So it was, you were the country station and I was the rock, a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. Well, oldies rock, right?
Great song. Right. I was just coming to Rochester Radio and you were leaving and I was selling what was country Western back then. Nobody would buy it. I remember calling on car dealers and they were like, nobody's going to listen to country Western.
Right. Meanwhile, it became the number one station.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dave, one of the first times I met you, you were showing me videos when you were a stand-up comic.
Oh my God. Really? I did that to you? I'm so sorry.
It was hilarious. Yes, it was great. It was a million years ago when you were doing the college stuff.
Yes. Yeah. I thought I was funny and I gave it a shot, but I realized it was not my calling, but I'm glad I did it. It was fun. And I actually moved to Chicago for a year, to explore becoming a stand-up comedian. Oh, wow. Had a great time, but realized, I'd like it, but I don't think this is my calling for the next 15 to 20 years to see if I'm going to make it. So moved back to Rochester.
Right. It's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey? That might be a great way to, just talk about your experience and, all the benefits you can provide businesses.
Yeah. I think, with my journey, I'll get into it, but I think the reason we get along so well is because, I'm a natural marketer at heart, right? Like everything, whenever I'm doing something, I'm the one that has the most enthusiasm about it. I've been told that my enthusiasm is contagious, and so I'm always excited about what I'm doing. But it all started way back in 1991 when I graduated college and got a job in radio. I was at this station called Wish 95. For those of you longtime Rochesterians, it was the ratings were so bad. I think it's like they wish it wasn't on the air. We were like number 11 out of 10 stations. But great boot camp to learn how to sell, right? If you could sell Wish 95, you could sell anything. Did that, and then Steve Chartrand came to town and they changed it to Rocket.
I love Steve Chartrand.
Who doesn't?
Everybody loves Steve.
Who doesn't love
Steve? Totally love Steve on. Yes.
Great. Yes. Everybody's connected to Steve.
I was one of his first friends. He walked into the station, took over. They fired all the salespeople except me because it was changing to a rock format and I was 21 and I at least tried to be cool. So they kept me but Steve and I are still very good friends. He's a tremendous man, and Debbie, his whole family are just wonderful people.
Yeah, they're incredible people.
Yep. So then actually I was there for about a year, left. That's when I went to Chicago for a year to try to become a stand-up comedian. Came back, then I ended up working for Alan Bishop over at WMAX 106.7.
Alan's cool station. Got me in radio too.
That was a great one. Yeah, Alan's another great friend still and tremendous guy. And then I went to WKLX, and that's where I was at Heritage Media, the oldie station. Yeah. Ironically, all three stations are no longer on the air.
You're like the kiss of death.
I know. Hey, yeah, want to change call letters and format? Hire me. Yeah. I'll just burn them to the ground. But then in 1995, I started my first company, which was called Next Step Magazine. It was a magazine for high school students. And we helped them with college, career, and life planning. Printed magazine back in the day. Print still worked back then. Printed 10,000 copies, gave them free to the local high schools in bulk. And the way we made our money is sold ads. So I created free content, sold advertising around it, much like radio, right? And then through franchising, we ended up expanding all over the country. So we had editions in every state. We were in about 20,000 high schools, and it was a great business. That's when I was leading 5,000 company 3 years in a row. But about 15 years later, the digital revolution kicked our butt, and print and teens especially were no longer cutting edge technology. We retired the print, put it online, sold it, and then I started this company right here called Avanti, which I like the name Next Step so much, and Avanti means move forward in Italian.
We looked that up. One of our questions for you.
You guys are learning a new word today. So there you go.
Never stop. Move forward. Yep.
Move forward. So kind of like Next Step, right? All this forward movement. And it started out as a coaching company, just helping people start businesses, grow businesses. I started doing events for entrepreneurs, speaking, writing books, my podcast, which I've done every week since October of 2016. Almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Love it. Probably the favorite thing I do is my podcast. And now I'm also helping people like you start and produce podcasts. And with COVID, obviously some of the business parties shut down, the live events have shut down, and my speaking, but just doing other things to buck and jive as us entrepreneurs do. We're like cockroaches. We find ways to survive, right?
So. Yes, for sure. So our podcast is about marketing. Our goal is to share ideas and advice to people that are looking to grow their business, to move forward their business, and to talk about marketing. And we really believe that a podcast is what a business needs to be successful. And since you're our coach, why don't you give us advice that we can share with our future listeners when we have some?
Oh, I love that question. So yeah, I mean, for me, what the podcast has been really beneficial for a lot of different reasons. First and foremost, you learn, right? Like I've had just about 200 guests now, right? And I've had some big names like Jeffrey Gittemore, The Little Red Book of Selling Guy. I've had Sharon Lechner, who co-wrote the Rich Kiyosaki book.
Rich Dad Poor Dad?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh, I love that book.
I'm 51 now. The synapses don't connect. Rich Dad. I had her on the show. I've had Ed Mylett, who's a super, Grant Cardone, right? All these crazy guests, you know?
Rickman, which is one of my favorites, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then I just had Mark Victor Hansen, who co-wrote all the Chicken Soup for the Soul books.
So
I built up my network. Like, I can call Mark now. He's on my cell phone, right? I can call Jeffrey. I'm friends with him. I stayed at his house a couple months ago or before COVID. So I learn from these people. I'm building an incredible network. And so that's one great reason. Another great reason too is it's reputation marketing, thought leadership, just like writing a book. Even if you don't read the book, you say, oh, he or she wrote a book. Well, they must be at least semi-expert in the field, right? So it kind of checks the box.
For sure.
They have a podcast. They must know what they're talking about, right? It's about marketing. Okay, it's without being salesy, it's a great marketing and sales tool, right? I mean, you're putting great advice and content out there. You're meeting people, your guests, your listeners, and they may say, hey, the two Ds, I need you, I'm liking the content you're putting out there. That was a really great idea, great thought. Let's set up a meeting and talk about how you can maybe help my business. So, I mean, that's not why you specifically do it. You don't do it to be advertorial. Right. I mean, always a great podcast, just like a great book, it's going to be objective. It's going to give great, helpful information. Right. But then again, at the end of the day, if done right, like anything else, it could be a great sales and marketing tool as well. So there's a lot of different reasons to do a podcast. And frankly, I just, if you love talking to people and asking questions, then it just gives you joy and energy. So you just want to do more of it.
Right.
So Dave, you've had 7 businesses. Tell us what your favorite one is.
I have to say that many aspects of, there's been different aspects of every business, right? And with Avanti, Which means, what's it mean, ladies?
Move forward.
Yeah, you're speaking Italian. I love it.
That's funny.
So with all those different things that I'm doing, the podcast, my own podcast, if I could find a way to only do my podcast for a living, you know, if you've ever read Gary Keller's book, The One Thing, you know, I love that book. I'm reading it right now and it's changing my life because it's making me think about like, what's my zone of genius and how can I just do that and nothing else. And when I'm doing a podcast, I just feel like connected, like my mojo's in full gear. And so that's a great question, Darcy. So, you know, during COVID, you have some extra time to think about like, what do I want to be when I grow up? And, you know, if I could find a way to just make my podcast my one thing, that would truly bring me a lot of joy. And then I have to translate into also truly bringing me a lot of money, right?
Yes, of course, of course, of course. So to finish up, let me just ask you one question. If we had somebody who wanted to start a podcast, what are the top three things they need to do before?
Well, so really they think about like the top one is the why, as Simon said, you know, what's your why?
Okay.
Right. Like, why do you want to have a podcast?
Okay.
What is the value that you're going to bring to the world? Right. And it may be very niche, right? It may be something that you and I don't get excited about, but there's 100,000 people in this country that may like love that subject. Like, what impact are you going to make? What's the value that you're bringing to the world? Right.
Yep.
You know, Victor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning author, he says, create value and success will find you. Right. You know, so don't launch a podcast to make money. Right. Don't launch a podcast to be successful. Launch a podcast to create value. And then everything else will take care of itself. Right. So I would say the why. And then the goals. What are your goals for the podcast? Let's assume it's a business person, right?
Okay.
What are the goals? Is it to meet more people? Is it to use it as a tool for marketing and sales? And then if so, what are those goals? Right? Are you gonna try to create a tribe and have events around that? Is there something behind the podcast that's going to fuel it? You know, the goals. And then, you know, I think the third thing is to take it seriously and set up a rhythm so that you do it with a very, I'll say, faithful cadence, right? And here's why I say that is because the average podcaster lasts 12 episodes.
Right? Oh, wow. Okay. We got to beat that because we're overachievers.
100.
Listen, if you make it to 13, you're in the top 20%, right?
Okay. We are so there.
One down.
Yep. All right, Dave. So I just want to go back. So it's why, what is the value, goals, and take it seriously. Those are the top three pieces of advice you would give someone who wanted to start a podcast.
Yeah. If you're going to do it right. Do it right. You know, excellent. I mean, it's a great tool, but like anything else, you get out what you put in.
Yeah. And honestly, like calling you and having you walk through it with us, your company, it's been
great.
Unbelievable.
Great. I mean,
so you just gave us the tools to really make this happen.
So Dave, you know, people out there, when we have listeners, you know, how do they get a hold of you? So can they take advantage of the same services you provided us to start our podcast?
Oh, well, of course, I love that question. Well, they can email me. David@davidmamano.com, probably the simplest one, M-A-M-M-A-N-O. We have everything at our website too, avantientrepreneur.com. Okay. And they can always call me, 585-317-8254. Call me, text me. Be happy to have a free discovery call and just see, you know, if the podcast is right for you.
That's right.
No, that's great. Yeah. That's the advice we're looking for. Yeah. We're hoping to, you know, every week come up with some tip that really helps the business move forward. So thank you for being our first.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for getting us to this point.
And
I'm honored. Thank you so much for choosing me to help you and being your first guest at the same time.
All right. Thanks so much, Dave. Talk soon.
All right. Thank you.